Maritime and Port Security in Haiti, What the Panama Conference Revealed, April 14, 2026. Ricardo Germain.
There are some strategic events that cannot be ignored, and moreover, call for in-depth analysis. The meeting dedicated to maritime and port security in Haiti, held in Panama from March 18 to 19, 2026, is undeniably one of them. Organized under the auspices of the OASIS's Inter-American Counterterrorism Committee, IACTC, with the support of Canada, this meeting brought together, in a small format, diplomats, military and police officials, as well as Haitian and international experts. Beyond this mobilization, a central question remains. What are the real issues underlying the interest in Haitian maritime space? From the outset, the diagnosis is unequivocal. Haiti has an estimated coastline of over 1,700 kilometers for an exclusive economic zone, EEZ, of approximately 103,818 square kilometers. For a country that is almost an island, located on the major maritime routes leading to the Panama Canal, this constitutes a major strategic asset, but one that is insufficiently controlled. According to data presented on the sidelines of the conference, Haiti would generate 30 cents per square kilometer of EEZ, compared to $741 for Jamaica and $1,832 for the Bahamas One. The difference is sharp. This area, not only underexploited, also stands out as a critical vulnerability, marked by growing and multifaceted threats. In terms of security, it faces attacks against merchant shipping as well as illicit trafficking, drugs, weapons, ammunition, and migrants, orchestrated by structured transnational networks. Environmentally, it remains vulnerable to marine pollution, illegal fishing, and the effects of climate change. Finally, economically, it holds considerable potential in terms of fisheries resources and, in the long term, energy production, but is highly exposed to foreign exploitation. In this context, the aim is to move from a logic of limited control to a genuine maritime and port strategy, linking security/safety, development, and sovereignty. But how can this be achieved in practice? The answer first requires addressing the problem in its structural dimension. 1. Institutional fragmentation at the heart of the inadequacy. Maritime and port security in Haiti is organized around a multitude of actors with complementary skills. SEMANA ensures the regulation and safety of navigation. The Coast Guard is responsible for surveillance, protection, control, and search and rescue operations, and has been an operational unit of the Haitian National Police, PNH, since 1997. Finally, the National Port Authority, APN, manages and secures port infrastructure. On paper, this distribution seems coherent. In practice, it reveals its weaknesses and limitations. The lack of sufficiently structured coordination between these institutions fosters overlapping responsibilities, leaves gray areas, and exacerbates the deficit in control and operational capacity. These shortcomings are not theoretical. Shipwreck of the flyboat, Etwall Bryan, photo, Haiti24.net. In May 2021, during the sinking of the flyboat Etoile Brian in the Gulf of La Gonave, which resulted in about 10 deaths, the Director General of SEMANA publicly declared that interventions at sea fell under the jurisdiction of the Coast Guard, illustrating the ambiguity of responsibilities between the two institutions. 6. The same systemic failure manifested itself in December 2024 with the sinking of the vessel La Cecilia near the coast of Petit Goave. SEMANA indicated that this vessel, which was sailing at night and could not be intercepted by the Coast Guard, had no navigation authorization. The lack of registration and verification made it impossible to determine the exact number of people on board. International experience, however, indicates other paths. 2. Coordination, the engine of performance. Several countries have established coordination mechanisms covering the entire security spectrum. In the region, Colombia offers the most successful example. the DIMAR, Dirección General Marítima, the National Maritime Authority attached to the Ministry of Defense, plays a structuring role in regulation, security/safety, and interinstitutional coordination. The Dominican Republic, for its part, stands out with ANAMAR, Autoridad Nacional de Asuntos Marítimos, created by Law 66-07, which harmonizes national maritime policies and coordinates the action of all the institutions concerned. 9. Other models favor a more centralized approach, like the United States Coast Guard, which concentrates the main operational functions while operating within an interagency framework. 10. France, for its part, has opted for interministerial coordination. This is organized around the Interministerial Committee for the Sea, CIMER, at the strategic level, the General Secretariat for the Sea, SGMR, for its preparation and facilitation, and the Maritime Prefects for its operational implementation. Canada, finally, illustrates a multi-agency approach based on Maritime Security Operations Centers, MSOCs, and an interdepartmental working group, ensuring effective coordination without a single centralized authority. 12. These include key institutions of the country's maritime policy, such as Fisheries and Oceans Canada, as well as the Canadian Coast Guard, CCG, among others. The key lesson to remember: performance does not depend solely on the distribution of skills, but on the ability to ensure overall consistency. What if Haiti adopted this approach? 3. The advantages of the reform. In light of the various models presented, the need to undertake a reform of the maritime and port sector in Haiti appears fully justified. However, resorting to new institutions is not necessarily a realistic or relevant option. Therefore, rather than reorganizing everything and multiplying structures and resources, it would be more appropriate to better coordinate existing systems by bringing stakeholders together around a common working framework in order to generate genuine synergy. From this perspective, the establishment of a permanent sectoral table with a mandate for coordination, strategic guidance, monitoring, and evaluation of actions would make it possible to achieve at least 5 major advances: a more coherent maritime and port system based on information sharing, interinstitutional cooperation, and a more precise definition of needs; a central and regulated framework for handling complaints, monitoring compliance, and respecting the responsibilities of each institution; international cooperation facilitated by a more legible institutional architecture; a better consideration of the cross-cutting issues of the sector, in particular the development of the blue economy and the strengthening of maritime intelligence to secure areas under Haitian jurisdiction; and the creation of the conditions necessary for the development and implementation of a genuine national maritime and port strategy, which is still non-existent. On this basis, the approach would go beyond the mere protection and surveillance of maritime space to integrate its structuring, governance, and development in an integrated and cooperative logic. The meeting in Panama also demonstrated the urgency of initiating this transformation shift. 4. Beyond shared observations. The conference took place within a framework of regional cooperation aimed at strengthening the capacity to monitor, control, and detect illicit flows. As a result, it highlighted some truly damning findings concerning Haiti. On the institutional level, the discussions confirmed the limitations of current mechanisms, particularly in terms of interinstitutional coordination, information sharing, and operational capacities. Hence, the emphasis placed on developing cooperation mechanisms between Haitian authorities and their regional and international partners. Strategically, Haiti was called upon to strengthen and sustain cooperation with its partners, stressing that securing its maritime space goes beyond its national capabilities alone and requires a structured international commitment. In terms of international security, the conference brought together several key organizations of the international system, such as United Nations agencies, Interpol, the World Customs Organization, and regional Caribbean security structures, reflecting the systemic and urgent nature of Haitian maritime issues. But beyond these remarks, which suggest the adoption of an integrated and cooperative approach, material, technical, and political constraints must be addressed. The first reason is a lack of preparation. From a logistical standpoint, Haiti is unable to adequately detect and monitor foreign vessels operating in its waters due to the lack of an automatic identification system, AIS, and radar. This glaring inadequacy of its own operational capacity regularly leads the authorities to rely on external actors, even for search and rescue, SAR, missions. In 2016, 13 Haitian migrants in distress at sea were rescued only thanks to the intervention of the U.S. Coast Guard, 13. At the technical and operational level, access to intelligence relating to illicit activities in Haitian maritime space also remains dependent on the support of foreign partners, particularly American and Canadian ones. The same is true for port security management, where several terminals are operated by foreign private actors. This type of situation does more than simply highlight that, in the absence of substantial resources and coordinated national structures, external factors fill the void. It also leads to a second problem, that of misinterpretation. With each foreign intervention in Haitian maritime space, even when it aims to provide support, political tensions tend to emerge. Some see hidden intentions, perceived as attacks on national sovereignty or the country's resources. It is in this context that, in February 2023, the deployment by Canada of a CP-140 Aurora aircraft in order to collect intelligence over the Bay of Port-au-Prince sparked accusations among a segment of the Haitian population of plundering the seabed under the guise of security assistance. The response to these constraints must therefore involve an increased effort in communication and awareness raising. 5. In conclusion, a truth. When asked at the opening of the conference, what is the current state of maritime security in Haiti? No participant was able to answer, according to Wesley Bertel, an independent economics researcher. However, Haiti's maritime space is profoundly fragmented. The coasts, due to a lack of resources, are poorly protected and monitored. Most ports do not meet international standards, while the region faces worrying dynamics for national security. Understanding and overcoming these challenges means resolutely placing the country in the regional geopolitical game and laying one of the fundamental conditions for its recovery. Peace in Haiti cannot be fully achieved without control of its maritime and port domain, which is equally essential to its economic development.
Note on terminology, maritime safety versus maritime security. In maritime jargon, English clearly distinguishes between safety, related to maritime risks linked to operations, for example, accidents, fires, shipwrecks, etc., and security, maritime risks caused intentionally, for example, trafficking, terrorism, piracy, stowaways, port intrusion, etc. The English concept of maritime safety is translated into French as Sûreté Maritime, while maritime security is translated into French as Sûreté Maritime.